Good afternoon and welcome to our podcast. My name is Peter Jennings and I'm the marketing executive here at Sintons. Today I'm joined by my colleagues Tom Wills, partner in the real estate team, and Sam Watts, solicitor in the real estate team. Today our podcast will last approximately 10 to 15 minutes and we'll cover the implications for landlords following the end of the moratorium.
The last two and a half years have been difficult for many people. Landlords and tenants under commercial leases have had a number of protections, or not protections, depending on which way you look at it. Most of us by now are relatively sick of the word COVID and from being affected by the restrictions that remain in place. Landlords and tenants will be familiar with the moratorium on commercial leases and the ability to forfeit leases being restricted for landlords. Essentially, if tenants fall into arrears of rent or have decided not to pay their rent during this period, the landlord has had his ability to take action to recover such arrears limited. Many would say that's for good reasons, to protect businesses, to ensure the economy does not fall down. Others would look at it in a different way, and that being unfair to landlords, that they are restricted from achieving or recovering the rent that they are entitled to receive under commercially signed agreements. Whichever side of the fence you sit on, there has been some significant changes that we need to look at and bring you up to speed on. The Commercial Rent, open brackets, Coronavirus, close brackets, Act 2022, bit of a mouthful, has made those changes. Essentially, landlords now have the ability again to recover arrears from now. Has the situation totally changed? Can they recover old arrears that accrued during the lockdowns? That's something we're going to explore. And I've got my colleague Sam Watts with me today to talk in a bit more detail about these things. That act is now in force and we all need to be aware of the implications. Has the moratorium really come to an end or are we really still in a bit of limbo? Let's explore. Sam, really pleased to have you with me this morning. What's the current position now that the actual act, the Mouthy Act, has come into force?
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for the lovely introduction. Just to echo what Tom said, really, in regards to the last 2 years, you know, it's been very difficult for pretty much everybody. Obviously, this podcast is focusing on landlords and tenants. The last 2 years, you know, tenants have struggled to run the business. Landlords have obviously struggled to recover rent. So, you know, nobody's really been a winner. So the current position, now the Act came into force, is that a lot of the bars that landlords were experiencing in recovering rental arrears and also exercising the forfeiture rights under leases has broadly come to an end. But as Tom hinted at during his very useful introduction, it hasn't really come to an end. And I think a lot of landlords need to explore the detail of the act. And we're really hoping to break a lot of that down for you under this podcast. So a lot of the pre-pandemic normal rules, if you like, have now come back into play. For all usual arrears that are now being accrued, a landlord can use the usual process for recovery and also eviction and forfeiture. So that is, I mean, the commercial rent arrears recovery process that can be used again to recover rents if they've been due for over 7 days. That will apply to rents accrued from September 2021 and onwards. So that leaves a little bit of scope for, you know, what happens to rental arrears that have been accrued prior to that date.
Okay, that's really interesting. What about arrears then? The question is, what about those arrears that accrued prior to September 2021?
Yeah, and that's the interesting question. And I think this is the big caveat to, you know, the news headline that the moratorium has now been lifted, because it hasn't to some degree. So any rental arrears that were accrued whilst the business was forced to close by the government regulations are treated differently under this act. And I'll put a little asterisk there and say that's for now, and we'll come on to what happens, you know, in due course. But so the Commercial Rent Coronavirus Act now places or leaves in place a moratorium on actions for what they call protected rent debts. So essentially, those protected rent debts are ring-fenced from the usual procedures that I briefly discussed before. So the commercial rent arrears recovery process or forfeiture or even statutory recovery for those rents. So those protected rent debts are effectively ring fenced from those procedures. And the only option at the moment for commercial landlords to recover what we'll call the ring fenced debts is to either, you know, speak to the tenant or enter into an arbitration process. So those protected rent debts are effectively ring-fenced from the usual procedures. And the landlord's only option to recover those is under an arbitration process. And that's what the Act sets out, what the arbitration process is. And of course, the different things you have to hit to be able to enter into it. I'll not go into massive detail about the arbitration process. Of course, we are specialists in the area and would be more than happy to speak to our contacts and clients about that. But for the purposes of this podcast, they could just drone on and on, which I'm sure you appreciate. But the arbitration process will look at how rent should be paid by the businesses, practically the process is most likely to be used by retail, leisure, hospitality sectors. You know, they are probably the sectors whereby the businesses were closed. You couldn't use the properties, you know, were restricted from going into shops, from going into hospitality venues, things like that. But the process must be done properly. It can be initiated either by the tenant or the landlord, but notices must be served effectively. So we would advise you to seek legal advice on those processes and the process of serving the notice, because you need it to be valid. And the arbitrator will have powers to stipulate a payment plan, which may extend beyond the 6 months, but may also extend up to 24 months. So this process, this arbitration process, is the only way for commercial landlords to obtain rental arrears in ring fence periods. And this is in place for the next 6 months. So after 6 months, we'll get onto that in a little bit. But after the 6 months, we're hoping that things might, you know, go back to the old regime.
Thanks, Sam. So in a way, it's a bit of a, I suppose, what you'd call a happy medium, depending on which way you look at it. The government certainly haven't seemed to have made this straightforward. It seems unclear to me, and from what I've read about it as well, that it's very difficult to work out whether or not a landlord can claim for arrears that have already accrued. It's good that they've almost put a line in the sand and said from now any new arrears can be claimed straight away, but there's a doubt over prior arrears and whether or not they can be claimed, and it's probably a little bit as clear as mud, I would say. But it's probably worth you going into a bit more detail, Sam, because I'm sure a lot of our clients will be listening intently with this, thinking, well, I've got arrears, I'm potentially looking at pursuing them, or maybe I've accrued arrears and I'm a bit concerned because having to pay all of those would have an impact. But we've got a lot of landlord clients I know who are also thinking, you know, why can't we now go after the arrears that have accrued? That is our money. It's good money. We need to look at it. What really qualifies for this ring fencing then, Sam? Because that's the key crux of it, isn't it?
It is, Tom, it is. That's the key question, isn't it? I mean, landlords want to know whether they can go after the rental arrears now or whether they've got to wait until 6 months after, when this, you know, the ring fencing period is then up for grabs, if you like. As you said, you know, it's about as clear as mud at the moment. The legislation's still very fresh, so it hasn't been applied very often. There is no real case law arising from it just yet. But what the guidance says and what the Act says is that any business that was mandated to close the premises or business in whole or part will be qualified as a ring-fenced period. So, for example, if your shop wasn't able to operate from 1 month to the other because of the government restrictions, then that period that they were unable to operate would be classed as a ring-fenced period, even if they were operating to a reduced capacity. So, for example, if a shop was operating on a collection-only capacity, and, you know, they weren't able to have customers in, then that, under the wording of the Act, would be a ring fence period. Now, I would caveat that with some of the doubt that Tom and I have had over speaking in the last couple of minutes, that it's as clear as mud. You know, that's the way the Act reads at the moment. But when this arbitration process is put into practice, it may transpire in a different way. And I'm sure we can update you on that as and when, you know, the law is put into practice. But that's how we envisage it working so far, I think. So in short, if your business was affected by any government regulations in terms of closures, reduced running, that kind of thing, the period it was affected by that would be a ring fence period under this Act.
Great. So I think what we're almost saying to a large extent is the meat's still to go on the bones. You know, is interpretation going to come into play here with the arbitration period? But I suppose that arbitration period gives a little bit more leeway, or a time window, if you like, for tenants, if I've interpreted that correctly, to kind of get their ducks in a row, to kind of try to make arrangements with landlords. That makes sense. This is all sounding very beneficial to commercial tenants, which is good for them. Commercial landlords, though, they obviously need to recover their debts. They've been relying on this income in some cases. They will also have been heavily affected financially due to the pandemic. Does this kind of Act give any kind of, offer any kind of light to them?
To commercial landlords, Tom, well, of course they can try and recover the rents under the arbitration process. Now, that's not certain in terms of the amount of arrears they'll be able to recover. You know, a landlord might be disappointed with what the arbitrator rules. Our advice, I think, would always be to try and work with your tenant to come to some sort of payment plan that works for both parties. If that fails, then of course try and look for a solution under the arbitration process. And it's probably worth pointing out that the arbitration process can be initiated by either the landlord or the tenant. So I think landlords also need to be aware that if they don't intend on triggering this arbitration process, the tenant can always do that. Of course, they'll have to serve the notice as per, you know, the stipulated form under the Act and all those kinds of things. But a landlord doesn't necessarily have the power as to whether this process happens or not. A tenant can initiate it, which again, you know, creates a little bit of uncertainty for landlords. What I would say is that as far as we are aware from what we've read so far, after the 6 months is up, a landlord can then go and recover these ring-fenced arrears after the 6 months is up. So if neither party commences the arbitration process, then those rental arrears will be able to be recovered after the 6 months. Another very important point is that a commercial landlord now can recover rental arrears that are outside of the ring fence periods. So that doesn't mean that just because, you know, you've got however many thousands of pounds of rental arrears due to you, let's say £5,000 of those rental arrears are ring fenced, you can still recover the other, let's say £5,000. So that's very important. You know, all isn't lost over the next 6 months.
Good. That's great. And I think a few takeaways from that. Landlords clearly need to be cautious in this approach, possibly see how the market treats this or how the arbitrations have been dealt with, if there is any visibility on those, because they may be behind closed doors, but just to see how these things tend to be being treated. Possibly not be the first ones to jump in, I would perhaps say, if that's something that you're able to do. If you're able to wait, maybe waiting out the 6 month period might be a good idea so you can pursue all of it, perhaps, if you can afford to do that. That's a long game option that Sam referred to. Also, avoid kind of getting into correspondence with tenants unless you're minded to do so regarding payment plans, because that clearly is almost a red flag to kind of giving away your ability to forfeit or perhaps pursue, depending on what you say. So be cautious on the correspondence trail, I think. Likewise, the same advice would go to tenants. Be careful about triggering the period if that's not something that you want to get into. I think really one of the difficult things around this is going to be working out what those ring fence debts are and what they're not, because it's all well and good to say our business is X, but a lot of businesses fall into probably a number of those restrictions and different things that they do probably fall out with. So it's probably quite a difficult thing to work out what's ring fenced and what's not. Not straightforward at all, I would say. As ever, we are happy to advise clients, discuss things with them in advance. I would always suggest that you take advice for entering into correspondence regarding arrears. And obviously, we've got a very strong team here at Sinton's in the real estate department that would be happy to do that with you. And that's for existing clients and new clients. Please do speak to us. Please get in touch. We'd be happy to get any feedback on what we've said as well. And we're going to be running a number of these podcasts around a number of real estate issues. So please let us know if there's anything specific you'd like to hear from us on. Please tune in. And thank you again for listening. Sam, I don't know whether you've got any closing points or whether that almost covers it.
Yeah, I think that has covered it, Tom. And I just reiterate probably the main point is that, you know, the ring fence period is, it's not certain, is it? You need to be careful about that. The law isn't entirely clear, probably by design, so people don't know what to do with it. But yeah, it's just something to be cautious about and, you know, take advice if you're planning on exercising any of the options that we've discussed. We'd be more than happy to chat to you all about your options. So yeah, thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Look forward to seeing you all soon.
Thank you very much, guys. Very interesting. Just very quickly from me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk. You can also follow the real estate team on Twitter at Sintons Property. If you've got any questions following today's podcast, you can also contact Tom or Sam on 0191 226 7878. Thank you very much for listening.